Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Had an idea for the blowing hot air segment, but we're going to have to quickly pivot to breaking news. Penguins just sent out a statement. One of their players has tested positive for the coronavirus. Player is not in Pittsburgh. Player has been isolated at his home. He's recovered. That becomes the first, to the best of my knowledge, that whoever this anonymous Penguins player, the first Pittsburgh professional sports athlete that we know of to test positive. No further information from the team. The NHL has been the one league, interestingly enough here, Chris. This is not the first NHL player to test positive. The NHL has chosen, consistent with the way it releases information on injury during the season when they're playing games, very secretive about things. We don't know any of the names of players who have tested positive. There have been Ottawa Senators that have tested positive. I believe there were a couple of Colorado Avalanche players who did as well. And they have not given out any names of those players. So this is nothing new to get kind of a statement without knowing who the person is, where they were, and how.
But where they were and stuff like that is a lot more relevant to me than who it was, isn't it to you? Like, don't you want to know the auspices under, okay, so somebody tested positive. Are they in a different state right now, country right now? Were they around any of their teammates in any way, shape, or form? Like, working out in small groups? That's what I want to know.
Yeah.
That's the relevant information with a highly infectious virus. Like, honestly, I laugh at the NHL sometimes for what you just described and the cloak and dagger nature of playoff injury reports. I don't care who it is. I want to know if they were around other people on the team or anybody else in the NHL, because that's going to be the thing that does or doesn't allow the league to restart.
And I don't think that one player testing positive here and recovering well is going to be enough to delay or derail any plans the NHL has to come back.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.